God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Word of Life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche.
Word of Life broadcast with Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will ever be. Oh, Hill City, let the Garden of Eden before us, where a great privilege of awakening to a life of new wine, wheat, and oil is released. Partake of the powers of the age to come.
His words, the power is in me, and the authority has invested in me.
The Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche, and the Holy Colonial Family, every Sunday at 8:30 GMT at the Tree of Life Service. Worldwide Word, raising people to function like Christ Jesus.
Word of life.
Declaration for the day.
If you have ever prayed a prayer, declare the word that has not been answered this particular week, receiving Jesus. Favor is working for people. Who is ready to walk with the angel of favor? This week there shall be financial flow. I ordain and commission angels of God from this house to follow you and be with you. Favor. I draw favor. I release favor. Catch it now. Are you ready to catch it? Catch favor now. In the name of Jesus. Favor in everything you do. Favor. The Lord, God mighty in battle, shall favor you.
If we stick with the word, we'll be safe.
Stick with the word.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
You know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and then the earth.
Yes.
When God was creating the earth and making all the formations of the earth and the element of the earth, it's in the Bible. You can see it. There was no, but the Bible said, okay? And people have heard, fantastic ministers of God. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I'm asking questions. I respect them a lot. So I'm asking questions so they can answer themselves, come back and teach the word of God with clarity. Amen.
Amen.
Clarity and alacrity. Amen. Thank you, Father. Let's go ahead, Apostle.
Verse 26.
Yeah.
The last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
So the last enemy that will be destroyed is death. Mm-hmm. Okay, but he must do what?
For he has put all things under his feet.
Yes.
But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who puts all things under him is accepted.
So it's only God who was not put under Jesus' feet.
Yes.
So if they are pre-Adamic people, okay, it's only God himself who put all things under Jesus' feet. He himself is accepted.
Yes.
But every one of them was put under. So if they were pre-Adamic people, they are without sin, yet they are put under Jesus' feet. Where, like, you capture it. You know, except you don't understand the term redemption and the price of redemption. You know, you think God lacks ideas. No. He's giving you what he has given you. You have to understand the word of God. Amen. You know, people are getting confused and all of those things, you know. And when you start highlighting these things, and then people start hitting you. Why would you hit me? I didn't teach you. I was still the one who taught. You were the one who taught the word. And you see, people are asking questions. The generation want to know. The millennials want to know. And I'm sent into this millennial. So I must provide answers through the scriptures.
Yes.
For the scriptures cannot be broken. John's words can be broken. The scriptures can be broken. So I use the scriptures to answer the Bible questions.
Yes, sir.
That's all.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead, Apostle.
Verse 28.
Yes.
Now, when all things are made subject to him,
okay,
then the Son himself will also be subject to him.
So, when all things are put under Jesus' feet, Jesus will submit to God who put all things under his feet. All right.
That God may be all in all.
And there is a revelation of Jesus and God and may be all in all.
Yes.
So I want to ask a question. There's a, you know, this is what reveals to you that, so where is a person? Like, where is the third person? You see, the Bible did not say those things, all right? Mm. But men have brought their own theology, added it to the scriptures.
Mm.
So, because if a scripture reveals the identity of God, there should be the finality of everything.
Yes, sir.
So, that in the beginning, if God reveals himself as three persons, in the end, he must also cap himself into three personalities into one. But in the beginning, we see God and the Spirit. So God the Word spoke and the God the Spirit moved.
Yes.
And then in the end of everything, remember this scripture is giving us the end of things.
Mm.
That when all things are put under Jesus' feet,
yes.
Jesus himself submits unto God.
Oh, yes.
And he says, these are two personalities mentioned. And he says what? God will be all in all.
Yes.
Okay? But because people have written books, they must defend their title.
Mm.
You don't want to go there. Okay, you don't want to go there. But let people open up their spirit and their eyes to the scriptures of God. You see, it's that is the problem. When God has put something there, for example, the Bible put, you know, so he wrote two letters, the first Corinthians
yes.
and the second Corinthians. And it was to the Corinth church. Okay? Now, so because there were problems and issues in the Corinth church, which he had gone to plant. In his missionary journeys.
Yes.
And they seem to be having challenges with spiritual giftings.
Mm-hmm.
Because those people they were blessed with the giftings of the Spirit.
Mm.
So what Paul witnessed is what he wrote among them.
Yes, sir.
So Paul wrote unto the people of the Corinth, telling them that, listen, in the First Corinthians, telling them that, you guys should listen and be warned about this particular problems, spiritual problems that you are having.
Mm.
For you people seem to be having the giftings of the Spirit. But you people are having among you dissensions, strife, malice, fornications, adultery, things that are not supposed to be mentioned. You are having it. And yet you are spiritual people, like you are supposed to be spiritual people.
Mm.
But when I came unto you, when I saw your condition and your situation, I saw that you were gifted with giftings of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But you were not disciplined. You were not matured. So I could not feed you with matured word. I could only relate to you as babies.
Yes.
So he says, where there is, dissensions, divisions, and this one says, I'm of Paul. This one says, I'm of Apollos. This one says, I'm of Cephas. This one says, I'm of Jesus Christ. Are ye not carnal?
Mm.
And throughout, he began to, lecture them concerning the things of the Spirit which he has received from God.
Yes.
And throughout, he goes to correct marriages in the chapter 7.
Yes.
He goes to the chapter 10 to talk about the spiritual fruit of the Old Testament,
yes.
when they all went to, how they fell. And he listed seven things that caused them to fall. Mm. And he talked about, the last thing he talked about is the pride, where he says, let him who thinks he stand take heed lest he falls. And he gives all that kind of, spiritual analogy there, corresponding to that. Then he comes to the 12th chapter. Then he begins to reveal to them that, I have seen the manifestation of the Spirit with you. So a lot of people said your gift is nothing, because they feel that anybody who is operating healing, deliverance, prophetic, releasing prophetic unctions and all of that is operating with gifts. Now, any prophet who is mentioning people's details and names and all of that, okay, receive first of all the gift of the Spirit.
Okay.
Now, the gift establishes the graces upon your life. Now, the graces grow according to the knowledge of the Word of God, the knowledge of the Father and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And then the grace multiplies. When the grace multiplies, you grow unto a level called Spirit.
Mm.
So, therefore, you now become the possessor of the prophetic Spirit with impartations of the prophetic. So that is why there are prophets who are prophets in the office of the prophet, but they don't prophesy. They don't prophesy. That means they don't foretell. Foretell.
Yes.
Foretell means F-O-R-E.
Yes.
F-O-R-E, foretell. Foretell is telling you about the past, present, and future. Mm-hmm. That is the office of the prophet. Yes. That is the gift of prophecy. That foretells. Mm-hmm. Okay? So it tells you your past, your present, your future. So it can describe things unto you. That is not gifts. That is the spirit level. That is a revelation of the spirit.
Okay, it means that you have to do something to gift before you get to that
point. Yeah, that means you have to grow. You grow, yes, you grow in grace. You don't grow in gift, you grow in grace. Gift is being given unto you as a seed.
Mm.
So when the seed begins to sprout out, then the tree is being planted. The tree that is planted is sprouting out and growing, and now it brings fruit. And so somebody who is prophesying, we require you to have fruits. Fruits of the prophetic spirit. Mm. And the prophetic spirit, the fruit of it is meekness. The prophet hastened, but they work on sin.
Mm. Wow.
Yes. That is why prophets without knowledge, they are confused.
Mm.
They bring confusion to the places. They see a lizard on the wall, and they tell you that a lizard on the wall with the flag of England, and say you are going to make it in England. Whilst the person is not a lizard in his country, you can be a crocodile in London.
Mm.
Now, geographical location doesn't change your identity.
Mm.
It doesn't change your identity. It doesn't.
Mm.
It may give you certain coins because what you are doing is that when you go to England, you wash plates. Even though you have a degree, and you wash plates for 8 hours.
Mm.
After the 8 hours you have closed, you go to do a security work for 4 hours. You go to do another, you know, cutting somebody's lawn and, you know, packing it in garbages for another 3 hours.
Mm.
Then you sleep for 2 hours and wake up again and go. If you were in your geographical location, your home country where you were born, by this end, you won't do that.
Yes.
You won't do that. So you see, but when you go to another man's country, you think that your identity is not known. So you can do any work there is and make more money, extra money,
yes,
and bring it to do something. So when they do that, they come and buy a land first of all.
Mm.
So please, you the people here back home, when they bring you their money to buy land, buy it because the guys are suffering.
Yes.
Now, so you see, if you are not a lizard in Ghana, you can't be a crocodile in London. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
Oh yes, of course. It doesn't. It doesn't work that way. And that is the kind of things we have to teach people so that geographical location don't change your identity.
Mm.
Yes. Your identity as a man is still intact.
Yes.
What you are changing is your laziness.
Mm.
Your laziness,
yes,
you know, has been revived.
Yes.
So you have revival of, you know,
yes, your work ethic.
Your work ethics have changed.
Yes.
Because you are going into a geographical location that works. Mm. They work. The system works. They are working.
Yes.
You will not cut lungs and somebody will tell at the end of the month that, you know, you are taking your money every hour or every week.
Mm.
So they will not tell you that, oh, you have worked but you are not getting salary. Like here today, somebody will be riding Range Rover at the expense of his workers' money.
Mm.
You know, that is what you don't see. Because the system works, and so the injustice system is not there. So here people will not work, but there they will do that.
Mm.
So they will tend to have more money. But when they come home, they buy drinks with the money for their friends.
Mm.
But you are going to cut loans.
Yes.
Yeah.
In your work.
You see, that is what I want to tell you, so that you understand me. Okay, Mashaka Toyanda. So this is what, you know, Paul wrote unto them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when theologians came, they listed everything and said, they are 12 gifts of the Spirit. Oh,
there
are 9 gifts of the Spirit. Nine gifts of the Spirit. Then Paul goes to the book of, he goes to the Romans.
Mm.
Now, Romans, when Paul goes to the Romans, remember Paul spent a lot of time in the Roman place.
Yes.
Now, Paul goes to the Romans. Okay.
Mm.
He's taken to Rome and he did his ministry. 2 years he was there.
Mm.
And he was teaching them and he saw several other gifts.
Yes.
Gift of administration. He saw several other gifts. Gift of exhortation.
Mm-hmm.
Gift of leadership. He saw gift of giving as a gift.
Yes.
Paul was struggling somewhere.
Mm.
People did not contribute, you know, their tithe to him. That is why it was the collection. Because giving, you don't do collections of giving.
Mm.
But you see, collection, when the Bible used the word, he said, when I was working, There's no church who communicated to me concerning giving and receiving. But you see, it is only the Macedonian church. All right. And the Philippians, they brought something to me. And he prayed and said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. Mm. Today, people are not giving. But they are declaring that word for declared upon people who have given.
Mm.
It doesn't work that way. He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to. So, it was because of what they had done.
Okay.
And he declared the word of God on them.
Yes.
So, understand the principles of God.
Mm.
Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
So, that is how men are. They like listening to things like, you know, 101 ways to prosper. There's nothing like that.
Mm.
So, as God has, you know, there are three dimensions to power. And they will teach the three dimensions to power at their level of understanding. Then another man comes and says, no, these three dimensions you are talking about, there is a sovereign will.
Mm.
There is power by covenant.
Covenant.
Therefore, the two witnesses function, and the Bible says they are also called as ministers on earth. But when they have done their ministry to a point, God anoints them with power from on high.
Mm.
And then the Bible tells them that you can kill and you can make alive. You can stop rain according to your own will.
Mm.
He didn't say that according to his own will. He says you can stop the rain, you can kill people according to the prophet, your own will.
As often as you desire.
As often as you desire. Can you understand that?
So, man of God, can we understand power by covenant as power by divine election or divine
kind
selection?
Kind of.
Okay.
Because everybody has been selected.
Mm.
So, therefore, even it announced a teaching called divine, God is not selective with grace. But when you read the two witnesses, you will notice that there is selection.
Yes.
Now, when you read Jesus' text, you will know that there is election.
Yes.
There are people that thrones have been reserved for them.
Mm-hmm.
Thrones. There are people, thrones have been reserved for them.
Yes,
for example, Jesus taught and told the people of the, you know, his disciples, apostles, and said, you people, you shall sleep with your fathers. You shall wake up at the end of the age, and you will go and inherit the thrones that have been preserved for you.
Yes.
You will sit upon it, representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Mm. So if somebody wants to be another leader of the 12 tribes of Israel, please, you have to now get a carpenter to construct your own throne for you. Because the 12 has been given to people already.
Yes.
But let me ask you a question. I thought that one of them was a devil.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, he doesn't have a throne. So who is going to sit on it? Quickly, there's a selection.
Yes.
And Paul testified of his own grace that he was selected by God.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus appeared to him several times and selected him.
Yes, sir.
I hope you understand my point.
Yes,
okay, good. Then we come to the book of Revelation chapter 20, the verse number 4. Then he highlights of the fact that there are people who sit upon thrones after the great tribulation.
Yes.
And they will sit upon their thrones, and judgment was committed unto them.
Mm.
That is why Jesus said, don't you know you are the ones who judge the world? That means the representations of the people, they have their leaders representing them. So therefore, when the leader judges, it presupposes that the people have judged.
Yes.
So just oppose your teaching to that order and look at where the variations are. I'm telling you something. You see, so the people who teach, they should have people asking them questions. I ask questions when I hear people. I ask questions all the time with the scriptures. Because you see, I'm every day dividing the word of truth.
Mm.
And these are revelations from the temple that you need to know. And sometimes they don't even understand what the temple I'm talking about is. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
You are the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. There is a pattern of the temple of God in the heavens that your life should be at par with. So if I look into the temple and I'm not seeing your life in that order, there is deficiency with you.
Mm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So when you read the book of Revelation chapter number 10, you will notice that there is a ministry committed to specific people who must come and cleanse the temple.
Yes.
Don't think that there is a temple built structure, like in a structure-wise, you know, physical temple that they are coming to cleanse. So then they come to peel off the paintings and then all of that, and they do the renovation. The Lord actually was talking about the church, the people. that the people, the specific people are coming to teach the word of God and correct errors in the body of Christ. But they will not be allowed like that. Because when the time they come, they are on their feet. They are young boys. So they will tell them, this small boy, you are teaching the word of God, we are elders. Because that is what Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 24. Read the book of Matthew, chapter 24. He told them, the verse number 45 going, he says that, when these people, the 11-hour generation come, the people who have been there already will fight them.
Yes.
They will beat them up.
They will complain against the landowner.
They will, yes. Even those people were complaining against the wages from the master.
Yes.
So these people can complain. You see the point?
Yes.
So if men don't have visions, they are the men who worry the church in our dispensation. They worry the church.
Yes.
When they see a young man is flowing in anointing, they come and teach. It's not every gift you have to respect. They are give this. What they are trying to do? They are trying to heap up a generation against, rebellious, against the voice of the prophet.
Yes.
Meanwhile, the prophets and the people of God are teaching the word of God.
Mm.
But because they are young and they did not submit to them, they are envy.
Mm.
Envy is eating them up. If you don't have visions of Jesus speaking to you about the kind of hypocrisy, you better keep quiet.
Mm.
Because you don't have understanding of what the Lord Jesus is showing.
Yes.
That is what it means. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So the teaching of the feet will reveal a lot of things unto people so they can understand it. Now listen to me carefully. God is not just trying to specialize a group of people. It's their generation and they have specific assignment to do. I am privileged to be sent ahead to announce those people. Mm. I saw some of them even now who have been, some of them are 3 years now, some of them are 5 years, some of them are 7 years, some of them are 12 years, some of them are 30 years.
Mm.
Some of them are whatever, yes. But these are people sent in the last generation. And Jesus told me, they will start ministry in their halls, in their walkways, in the streets, everywhere. Don't stop them.
Mm.
Don't teach them. The people not to stop them. It is my revival.
Mm.
It's my awakening from the drunken state. If they were belonging to a lot of denominations, they would not be allowed. But these are people giving revelation.
Mm.
So I support it. They will start from somewhere. There will be too few people, but they're teaching themselves. They're teaching. They will roar. They are lions of the spirit. So let not the people confuse themselves with these people and say this generation they are doomed. They are not doomed.
No.
This generation is enlightened.
Yes.
My goodness. Now let me reveal a scripture unto you before I continue there.
Thank
you. In the book of Isaiah chapter 60. Holy Spirit of God, I honor you. I want to bless you. I want to bless your name. Masha Kapayandis.
Isaiah chapter 60.
I know a lot of people will not like this, but I don't represent myself.
Mm.
Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 1. You read it, says what?
Arise, shine.
Arise, shine. For he didn't say arise and shine. Mm. Arise, shine. For what?
For your light has come.
For your light has come.
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Okay.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth.
Okay, so he's telling us that the time that you arise and shine, and the time that your light has come, okay,
darkness shall cover
the whole earth.
Yes.
Things that have not happened before on earth will happen.
Mm-hmm.
What did Jesus say about the great tribulation? He said there shall be so much pain, troubles, so much trial, worries, persecution. Yes. He said such as has never happened since the world began.
Yes. Or ever will be.
Or will ever be. That means that deep darkness is about to cover the earth.
Yes.
In the time of the end.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the people who have been sent. And they are small boys. They are infant. Let me put the scripture word, infant.
Mm.
Infant. You read your word and you understand the prophecy is given.
Mm.
Infant. But let's hear what the word of God says for them.
It says, in deep darkness the people.
Deep darkness will cover the people. Ignorance.
Mm.
Pain, misery, diseases, pestilences, affliction, wars, deep darkness, people will be in agony. Deception is on the rise. People will put down the doctrines of God.
Mm.
He said, getting to the time of the end, people will heed to the seductive doctrines.
Yes.
That is what is going on. Seductive. You know, doctrines, tithe is not demons. Essential doctrine.
Mm.
Tithe is a doctrine, but it's not an essential doctrine. Yes. But it's a doctrine.
Yes,
it doesn't give you yardstick to put it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Because it's supposed to attack the shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
When you attack the priest, the people will scatter.
Yes.
That's the principle of the devil. I heard it in the meeting. Mm. Jesus said, keep quiet and hear this. And I declared in 2017.
Yes.
That is what is going to happen. It's happening now.
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's go ahead. Let's see it.
But the Lord will arise over you.
But the Lord will arise over you.
Yes.
The generation will think that when deep darkness cover them, they are doomed. So people are spelling doom for them now.
Mm.
And Jesus said what? Darkness will cover the people.
Yes.
But the what? The Lord will arise over you. And his what?
Glory will be seen upon you.
So it is the generation, the last day generation, the Bible says, the glory shall be seen upon you.
Hallelujah.
That is why Joel prophesied, said, in the last day, he shall pour his spirit upon all flesh. So you can see it. In Ghana, the revival, we prophesied the revival. Yes. It started everywhere now.
Thank you, Lord.
People are praying. People are, you know, and you will see them everywhere. You see somebody say, I will not go to a church that I am older than. Well, that is the last day generation will be full of power.
Power.
The guys are powerful.
Thank you.
Can't you see it?
Spirit.
When they are praying, they are praying. They are not being lazy. They are not lazy now.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
You receive both the former and the latter rain.
They receive former and the latter rain.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And they are on fire for God.
Fire.
Now let's go to Apostle.
Verse 3.
Yes.
Gentiles shall come to your light.
Because of that, they will be so powerful that Gentiles will come to their light.
Mm-hmm. And kings to the brightness of your rising.
That is the time. Deep darkness covering the earth, that's the time they will be rising.
Hallelujah.
That's the time they will be rising.
Mm.
That's the time they will be rising. And the Bible talks about the word transfer will begin. It said the word of the Gentiles shall be what? Shall come to them.
Yes.
Now, you know, you need to understand the prophecies of God.
Mm.
And the timelines of the fulfillment of the prophecies. So when I talk about the feet is being formed, I talk about the fact that it is part of the body, just that it is at the feet base. Now, and when any king sits on the throne, when any king sits upon the throne, king is given something called footstool.
Yes.
The footstool is a type of seat that the king's feet must rest on.
Yes.
The king's feet must rest upon the footstool. So God said in the book of Isaiah that the heaven is my throne.
Yes.
The earth is my footstool. So on earth is where his authority is.
Mm.
So that is why Jesus received authority from the Father and gave all the authority to the church.
Mm-hmm.
And said, go to everywhere in the world and preach the gospel.
Yes.
So he gave all the authority to the church.
Yes.
So the last day people will express the final authority of Christ.
Hallelujah.
They will express the final authority of Christ. On earth. That's what I want to reveal to the church now.
Yes, sir.
So the church will understand where the feet lies.
Mm.
Where the feet of Jesus is. What time are they coming? Are they here? Yes, they are. They are expressing. They are growing faster. They will go through the process of the Spirit. You know, there is a journey
mm-hmm.
of the Spirit. Okay, the journey of life, of the life of the spiritual person.
Yes.
There are seasons in the journey.
Mm.
There's a season of dryness, there's a season of, you know, where you renew your strength.
Mm.
Like the eagle, when your strength, that is when the eagle receives the half of his strength to go through life. The spiritual, every spiritual man go through that journey. They will also go through, but the Holy Ghost will do a quick work. That's what the Bible says, the Holy Ghost will do a quick work. They will go through, but with quick. With a quick word.
Yes.
Because it is understanding that makes you go through something.
Mm.
But their understanding will be higher. So they'll be able to go through with speed.
Hallelujah.
So they go through the life journeys, all right. They go through brokenness, dryness, death of the flesh and all of that. But with speed.
Yes.
Because of the understanding given unto them.
Mm.
That's it. That is why he talks about knowledge shall increase.
Yes.
And whilst people are running to and fro, knowledge shall increase. Let me come next week and share the rest of them. So that the people of God are blessed. Hallelujah. Masha Kataya Rabushati.
This is the Global Prayer Power.
Lekusare Pahande Satusha. Ha Avua Sehanteka. There's a power! I came to teach you this time around and impart you spiritual power. I see proposals.
I want you to watch out for this guy. In Ghana, people will start buying yachts. He will own some.
This, an emphasized name.
Let the Lord grant you, my father. Grant it.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I believe it.
I believe it.
I receive.
I receive.
There's somebody in your mother. I don't know whether your mom, she has something like a twin or something like that. Huh?
She's a twin.
She's a twin. But there's a problem. The rest of the spirit, that is what has affected your mother. A lot of problems, attack,
everything.
Body,
everything.
That.
Even today.
How many of us?
At 14 Boundary Road, East Legon, Accra, 1800 GMT. For more details, call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996670. We trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information, visit www.johnanochiministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233-26-767-6055. +233-26-767-6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.